whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps.
With a nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is Atar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Boy, Rufus, is that one of your favorites?
That certainly is.
Oh, okay.
Thorsley Embers is my favorite.
Well, of course.
Chairman of the board, we've done a lot of, they did a lot of work with the Jim Valvano Kids Classic.
Yeah.
Good boys.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that Big John is listening today.
It's a Big John day.
Yeah.
Well, got this beach music thing going on, but it's a little dreary outside, and nice to get up and dance a little bit, get a little energy. Don't knock your coffee over. Hey, Raleigh Garden Club always has something going on. They were really the first to be on the air talking about gardening on WPTF back in the 1930s. Beth Owens is with the Raleigh Garden Club. Morning to you, Beth.
Good morning.
How are you?
Terrific on a day like this.
Yeah.
Everything getting wet.
That's right. I know. We need the rain. People are fertilizing, doing all kinds of stuff. So
nice,
it's good to,
sinking in rain.
Yeah, nice sinking in rain. So what's going on with the Raleigh Garden Club?
Well, thanks for having us on. We're really excited. We're promoting our Garden Zone Parade that's coming up the end of May. And it's for 8 gardens in our local area from North Raleigh to Cary, May 31st to June 1st. And then we have a couple of other events that I wanted to bring up with you this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. So we have the 8 gardens that are on tour in at private homes. They're a quarter acre lot to 8 acres that people will be able to stroll around and see that are just fascinating on their own, each one of them. We also have a sunset and moonlight in the garden event at night on May 31st. and also a garden party and silent auction at the Arboretum on June 2nd.
Yeah, you mean J.C. Ralston Arboretum?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
fantastic.
Sir. Yeah. I've been to that nighttime thing. Just beautiful. And also yes, the yes. gardens. You haven't done that in a while, have you? Because I went to it some time ago, and it was absolutely fabulous. And I remember one of them, Beth, was the garden of, he was a city, Roddy City Councilman at one time.
Okay. That might have been Russ Stevenson?
Yes, it was.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We are attempting to do something very different this year. It's almost like a pre-celebration of our 100-year celebration of being the Raleigh Garden Club.
Yeah. That WPTF is 100 years old this year, too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
1924.
Yeah.
Okay. And so our anniversary is 1925.
Oh,
yes.
Well, that's my 50th anniversary. And the 40th anniversary of this, my 50th anniversary here, the 40th anniversary of the Weekend Gardener. And my 50th wedding anniversary, all in the same year. So, I mean, that's a big year for all of us.
That sure is. Well, we'd love to celebrate with you. Maybe you could come to one of our events, and we can, on that Saturday, which is June 1st, maybe some way we could do an interview from one of our gardens that are
on. Y'all are always welcome, Beth.
Yeah. Thank you so
much. Y'all started gardening on this station, for goodness sake. So.
Yes. Yes, and Ann Clapp has been a longtime member, and we just love her.
Yeah.
We have these tickets on sale. I wanted to mention that. They're at the Raleigh Garden Club website, so you can just type in the browser Raleigh Garden Club, and it'll take you to our website, and you can buy tickets.
Good.
Tickets are $25 for 8 gardens. We feel that's a great price, and we're able to do a lot of things with it, like support our local community and the gardens that we take care of, also for scholarships and other community projects that all reflect the beauty of Raleigh and the surrounding area.
Well, y'all have helped make it beautiful over the last 100 years. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you so much. We love it, and we're very invested in making this a community event, and we're so excited to offer these homes that are private homes, and we actually aren't even putting up where they are. We're a little afraid people might be driving by and showing up in their yards. So.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
People are enthusiastic about gardening, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
May 31st through June 1 will be the 8 gardens, right?
That's right. And then on the 2nd, we have our garden party and silent auction. But we do have the sunset and moonlight in the garden tour. It's at a home, and it is just stunningly beautiful.
I bet.
And it's more or less like a dinner out by an outdoor fire pit with that's just all lit and will be very special. 65-foot stream, multiple waterfalls, masses of blooming flowers, just all of it. Just especially on a day like this, it's pretty fun to focus in the future like this. We also think it's a great opportunity for people to buy Mother's Day gifts for loved ones and take them on a garden tour.
Well, you folks are always welcome to call us here and let us know about your events.
Well, thank you. We sure will, and we'll call back and maybe hopefully be able to give us another plug.
Sure.
Around in May or
yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Thank you so much for your show. We love it.
Thank you so much, Beth, for the Raleigh Garden Club and all the work y'all do. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Now, Miss Monica, she appears at State Farmers Market. How are you, Miss Monica?
Doing good. Hope you guys are.
Yeah. We've been having a good time in here this morning. Mart's all stove up. He broke a rib last night, and we've been trying not to make him laugh, but it's been tough.
We've been having fun.
He hadn't been thinking about his rib.
Yes, you all been... been busy this morning.
We talked to about everybody in Durham, I think, today, and we've had a lot of Durham callers. But what's going on out there? I mean, is it still raining?
It is still raining.
I haven't checked the radar.
It is, but we still have a lot of vendors here and see some folks coming out with their umbrellas and jackets, and you know, all of our shopping is undercover, so you can get, you know, parked and just get under there. There's still lots to shop for, and with our market shops area, it's closed in completely. So grab a rain jacket and an umbrella and come on out. Still lots of great things here today, and if you haven't tried the tunnel-grown strawberries, that's one of the favorite things, I think, right now, with everybody looking forward to strawberry season really rolling in. You can still get some good local-grown strawberries. We have some shrubs coming in and plants that have moved in, herbs, some cool-season vegetable plants we're seeing. And I know some of the different ones you guys have had some calls about this morning, like the magnolias and things like that. We have some of those here. And they're in bloom right now, so you can see exactly what you're getting and the colors and beautiful cut flowers or something else that's a favorite this morning. And Easter's early this year, so maybe you want to be thinking about that with all the wonderful things you can stop for at the market. And to start with, you can stop by up at the craft shed by the seafood restaurant maybe and buy one of those homemade baskets and for a new Easter basket and then fill it up with all kinds of goodies from all around the market.
Yeah, that sounds like a great deal. Rufus, you heading out there today before your nap?
I've been thinking strongly, Monica, about those biscuits and gravy at the farmer's market restaurant. last week I went to the seafood, and my friend there, he gave me enough that lasted three meals.
Yeah.
And that's everybody. That's just a wonderful thing to do, and it. I haven't had a Rufus dog, Mart, in probably 3 or 4 weeks, and I'm about.
Oh my goodness!
I'm about to have a little withdrawal.
I bet so. Well, you need to. I know it's. I mean, it's really a hard choice going out there. Where do I go? Do I go to the market grill? Do I go to the seafood restaurant, or do I go to the market? And you can't. It's just a lot of food involved. You can't go everywhere. You won't be able to move.
But I'm like you, though. I'm thinking of shrubbery. I'm looking for Edgeworthia. Do you know if they've got any Edgeworthia there?
I know that usually they do, but I haven't looked in depth, but I can definitely find out.
Well, I'll tell you, mine has really bloomed this year. It is very, very noticeable in the winter landscape when
and
it blooms.
And the smell, the fragrance.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's something I buy them when they are... Buy them when they are blooming because some have more fragrance than others. Some variety. There are varieties.
So like we had a caller last week about Sweet Betsy. You some smell and some doesn't.
Uh-huh.
So you better buy it at that time. we're talking about Edgeworthia. Unlike Daphne, it can take a lot more water.
Oh, it just doesn't. It doesn't miss a beat.
What do you mean by take more water?
Well, it's not going to be.
It's not going to get photopolitic root rot, probably.
Root rot.
I mean,
you can't
plant it in a bog,
but the bark on it looks to me like almost like Daphne. Are they a kin, Monica or Mart?
I don't know. I just am in love with Edgeworthia. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. There are a lot of things blooming right now.
I call it the chandelier plant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turns down the head and then just blooms up. Yes. Wow.
Do you have a Edgeworthia in your landscape, Monica?
I don't, but I think I may need to add some.
Yeah, because they are magnificent. They really are, and I think they have improved varieties now.
I got one about 3 feet, Mart, and it's just a specimen plant. You want to put it where people can see it.
And smell it. I mean, you walk by it, and whoo.
So, Monica, do you have anybody have camellias out there at the farmer's market? Yeah. I got a Professor Sargent that is blooming. I think that may be tops of my list in camellias is a Professor Sargent.
Oh, yes.
That's blooming right now. It's a japonica. But there's so many varieties, so many colors, and combination colors.
That's what I call the boutonniere camellia.
Yeah, it looks like a looks corsage. It looks like it looks like a coronation.
Yeah,
sort of. So, what else you got out there, Monica?
We have just a great selection. Of course, our farmers areas. I was talking about so many wonderful things down through here. Fresh salsa, the honey, baked goods, house plants. I mentioned the shrubbery and herbs already, and we have different vendors that come in just on the weekends, but we have several vendors that are here every day, so you can come 7 days a week and stop and still find a great selection. Still good, you know, a lot of different fruits and vegetables coming in, some greenhouse crops like tomatoes and cucumbers, things like that, that some of our farmers produce, like the tunnel grown strawberries. They extend their season the best they can and try to have different crops all throughout the year. We have lots of greens or turnips and collards, those sorts of things. You can find spinach and kale, something else. And eggs. We have fresh eggs, various different meats all down through the farmer's market or through the farmer's area that are available from local farms. So many wonderful things happening at the market. And, you know, if you come in, look a little further down to the other end of the building right now. That's where all of our farmers are located. We hope to be making that switch back here over the next couple of weeks and getting everything back to normal as the project is winding up that we've been doing with the little construction and the new paving that we've been getting. So hopefully that's going to be coming to an end and we can get everyone back. And we are looking forward to having our spring craft fair. I do want to mention that coming up on March the 22nd through 24th.
All righty.
So we're going to have that. And
boy, that is something that has really been popular. And you started that, didn't you? That craft fair? I thought you did.
Well, I think it had been started just a little bit before I came, but it has grown immensely through the years.
Yeah.
We always have such a great selection of crafts, you know, that are here. We have some crafts that are here today, actually. And every weekend we have different ones that are popping in. And during the craft fair, though, we usually have over 100 different craft vendors that are here with so many unique craft items. And so go ahead and mark your calendars and plan to come out for that. It will be free admission and free parking during that time.
We got a couple of minutes before news. The market shop's just, that's a great place to spend a little rainy day.
Definitely. In there, you're going to find just more of the same, you know, some of the same things we've mentioned with the meats and cheeses and things like that from local farms. 3-2-1 coffee, the market grill, fresh seafood, jams, jellies, preserves, baked goods, wines. The list just goes on and on. I tell everybody you just got to come walk through and experience it all and come hungry because you definitely shouldn't leave that way.
Well, that's the truth. Good, great. If you do, then you're a real specimen. Now, Rufus, what if you ate a nab? What if you chased a nab with some kale? Would that...
Well, Monica, somebody called in last week and gave me a recipe for kale, and I'm going to try it and try to get over this ridiculous notion I have about kale.
Well, put some nabs in there. And
well, hang on a second. One of our extension agents, when I was working in Sanford, made kale chips. And I said, what the heck is that?
Oh.
And they basically—
See, all kind of things,
spritz,
Rufus.
Yeah, and it was like a potato chip. And out of kale. It's like, wow, that was pretty good.
Maybe that's a good starter for me.
Yeah.
Kale chips.
We'll need to have kale day out at the farmer's market sometime. Rufus will come out for that.
Yes, we can let him be the taste tester, right?
Ooh, man.
We love you, Miss Monica, and you take care.
You too. Everybody come see us. We're here 7 days a week.
Yes, right. All right.
Take care, Monica.
That's Monica Wood out of the State Farmer's Market. She's the manager. We are going to move away for a minute, get educated on a little bit of news, and be back.
I
could
I
be,
get cold chills every time I hear that.
That could Brenda. Be Linda, my Linda.
Yeah. And O.C. Smith. Yeah, a little beach music theme this morning. Keep everything going. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. And just to prove it, it's time for a little word from our friends at I Must Garden. You know, like so many people, the weather's warming up, except for this morning. It's been pretty chilly. I Must Garden is there to rescue some of your plants. You know, it's always really exciting to see plants emerging from the ground and buds just beginning to flower. But that excites you, doesn't it, Rufus? What are you laughing for? It excites you, doesn't it? but what no one wants is to see those unsightly moles and voles out there. You know, they're messing around.
The thing about it, the one time I had a it was Moses was the dog, and there was a cat, and they were working that thing together on a mole.
They were tag teaming.
That was before.
I thought
before
you were delving into the Bible with Moses.
And
but
I wish that I had a copy of that, because those two were working that thing on that mole.
They got him, didn't they?
They did.
Okay. Well, I Must Garden will save you the expense of a couple of dogs. I'll tell you that. But, you know, moles can turn up your lawn, kind of make an obstacle course with those unsightly mounds and raised tunnels. Voles can kill plants, literally, by gnawing on the bark of trees and shrubs and eating the roots of plants. So say goodbye to those annoying critters with I Must Garden Mole and Vole Repellent. I Must Garden's Mole and Vole Repellent is made from natural ingredients and blended with botanical oils, ensuring a safe, eco-friendly solution. The unique blend of natural ingredients coats the food source of moles and voles, chasing them away from treated areas. And, you know, it contains no harsh chemicals, just pure, effective protection. I Must Garden repellents are available at local garden centers like Homewood Nursery in Raleigh and all the town and country hardware stores throughout the Triangle area. So protect your garden today with I Must Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. You know, a lot of people incorporate organic matter into the ground this time of year when they're planting, because we're planting up a storm in spring because there's so many plants available and so many things are blooming. We have a lot of motivation quite often to do that. Well, incorporate some black cow. Black cow is also eco-friendly. It's, by golly, it's the best organic matter, the best compost you can find. Is perfect compost. It's manure that's been composted. And you can use this for your lawn. You can top dress your lawn. You can incorporate it into the big old hole that you dig for your big old plant. And you can use it in a variety of ways. But it's always going to help your plants grow. And your plants will thank you for it. And if you have any evidence of your plant thanking you for it, other than the blooms, I mean, if it starts talking to you or anything, please call us here at The Weekend Gardener. But otherwise, just be thankful that those cows have worked hard for you to be eco-friendly and to produce the best compost there is. You can go. They have a wonderful website at Black Cow, and there's Black Hen. They have several products that can help you organically to make your plants look better. Black Cow, and that's spelled with a K, by the way, but you can go to blackcow.com and get a lot of information there. All right, Robbie is in Benson. Robbie, good morning. Hey, Robbie, speak to me. I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Love your show.
Thank you very much.
Love to comment about the cows working hard for you.
Yeah, they do. Cows, plus Rufus has a bovine heart valve that he just got about 3 weeks ago. So the cows are working hard for all of us.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. No, I was curious if anybody had come up with a solution for the scale on the crepe myrtle.
You know, I I think someone at our garden meeting, grounds committee meeting at church this week mentioned that their arborist was applying some kind of oil to the trunk and to the tree. And I assume, and they assumed, that it was a winter type
horticultural
oil that was being applied to it. And they were, I think they had seen good results from it.
Any idea of the name of that? Or
well, a horticultural oil is very common.
It's probably not a dormant oil. It's probably a like you said, there's different weights to oil.
Yeah.
And so the dormant oil is very, it's for when the tree is dormant. And it's pretty heavy, pretty thick.
And
so
it's gonna hang in there longer.
Yeah, so you don't want to put a heavy oil, a dormant oil, but a horticultural oil probably will do the trick.
Yeah.
Okay.
What out? Let's.
But it's, you know, if you got a big crepe myrtle, it's hard to spray. You're gonna have to get a professional, an arborist, preferably to do this.
Well, Robbie, I don't have that yet, but.
Well,
does it do any harm? What kind of harm does it do?
I've got a huge muskogee that it looks the limbs are darker, blacker. You can tell that they have that sooty mold, I guess, on it.
These look more like the stuff you'd see on an old oak tree, the white flake.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't seen the insects. I'm just talking about the sooty mold that's come from those. Of course, it may not be that, but it's also gotten on some of the shrubs underneath, you know, the black sooty.
Well, what kind of damage is it supposed to do to a crepe myrtle? Because I've got some that are over 100 years old.
And that's something you can ask probably an arborist, Bartlett.
Bartlett tree.
Because I'm not sure. Have y'all dealt with it?
I have not had to deal with it.
Yeah, because this is a relatively new thing, and it's I think eventually you're just not going to – I don't know that it kills the tree, but it kind of sets it back. I don't know that you are going to have the flower formation and the leaf formation.
Any kind of scaled – basically sucks the nutrients out of the cambium layer.
And I guess if it's big enough infestation, it could kill the tree.
Sure.
Gotcha. And I got one more question, and Rufus is probably not going to like this, but what will take care of red clover in flower beds?
How do you come down on you? Well, you like red clover, Rufus?
Red clover is what we call crimson clover, and that is bad stuff. If you've got a farm, that's what you want out in your pasture. And so I do like the fact you want to get rid of that red Clemson clover.
Good deal.
And the only thing I know to do, if you've got very sensitive plants, I don't know of any kind of treatment except digging it out.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, it's a broadleaf. If you've got a rock garden and that's all you got is, you know, a broadleaf selective herbicide would take care of it. But roguing it out, just, you know, hand digging, whatever, it depends on how big of an area it is.
It's not huge, but like I say, I got flowers and I've got a Japanese maple in one area where the red clover is really going rampant. And I didn't know if I could spray, you know, the outer edges of it without, you know, any seepage, you know, with like a Roundup or something like that. But I don't want to harm the tree.
Well, you got to remember that clover is a legume. And so it actually fixes nitrogen out of the air. And so it helps you. It can help you if it's unsightly and you don't want it there. You know, you could obviously pull it out and you could wipe it. I mean, there's different applicators you can use to get an herbicide. But if you don't need the herbicide, I'd recommend not using it, if possible.
By the way, Robbie, I was just looking at a picture. The bark scale is white.
Yes.
And that's what I guess I must have aphids on that. Instead of the bark scale, because I don't see, this is just like it's coated with snow.
Yes.
That has to. You have to use systemic, and I would think of a professional systemic insecticides to deal with the bark scale. But I would, if it's a big enough tree, I'd let
I'm pretty sure the oils will. Yeah. Help you out because it smothers them. Basically,
yeah.
It smothers them.
And but if it's too big, you probably need a professional. But that is different from what I was describing. So I'm learning as I'm going here too. But looking at this, it really looks like it's coated with paint or snow or something. The scale.
Yeah, it looks like the oak scale you'd see.
Yes, it's awful looking. It really is. So I guess I had an infestation of aphids. That's a little more likely, which is not great either, but this is worse. So if you have a pesticide license, you might be able to handle it, but otherwise I think most people probably need at this point a professional to handle it.
Well, that'll work. Well, I'll give Bartlett a call and see what they can tell me. And
yeah.
I thank you so much for taking my call.
Love Robbie, I appreciate it. We'll be down there, down in the Benson area at Handpicked Nursery the weekend of the 30th. I guess that is the 30th of March.
That'd be great. I'll mark that on the calendar.
All right, buddy.
See you guys.
Come on by.
Thank you so much.
Right. Hopefully it won't rain like it did last year. Boy, it was torrential rain last year. Steve is in Garner. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Frustrated. I'm getting stronger every day, and I want to spend time outdoors weeding and other things, and I can't do anything. Every time I get to the point, it's raining out there.
I know. It certainly is today. And
it's pouring down.
It's cold.
It is literally. You can.
It's up in the 50s now, but.
The metal tin cover over my chimney. You know it's raining hard out there.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I'd call and let y'all know that this Sunday, this tomorrow at 2:00 at the J.C. Ralston Arboretum is our first Daylily Club meeting of the year, and we're looking forward to seeing anybody can come. It's open to the public. I just wanted to get that in before. Before we
now, are y'all in the education building there?
It's going to be in one of those meeting rooms. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The main building.
Larry Hybridizer is coming, and he's bringing flowers for auction. And the people that come that aren't familiar with our club, if you bid on the flowers, you're going to need a check or a cash because we're not big enough to do the credit card thing.
Right,
yeah.
So sure.
That's expensive to do the credit card.
Absolutely.
So Steve, I have a daily question. I've got some that I've ignored over the years that have been in the ground at least. I haven't divided them in the past 10 years. What is the division time, and am I going to be okay digging them up and dividing them, and when?
Yeah,
that's what Steve's been doing on good days.
Yeah, they're waking up now. Now would be a perfect time to go out there and that way, whoever you share them with will be able to plant them and know that they're going to come back. Yeah,
yep.
So now would be a good time to do it.
Yep.
Yep. I'm in the process of doing some of that out there in my yard too.
Yeah, but I bet you didn't let any go 10 years.
No. Mainly because we have flower sales, so I'm always sharing
right
with that. So yeah, it's but now just remember that when you put it back in, do your modify your hole that you plant your remainder back in and feed it. With some manure and compost.
Definitely.
Yep. And I always put some of that weed block out, the weed preventer. That way, once I've disturbed the soil, it'll keep the weed seeds from germinating.
So you use a pre-emergence. Do you use something like Preen?
Well, it's like Preen, but it's a professional.
Ah, okay.
It's Anderson's weed preventer.
And okay.
It's you can get it at Green Resource, and it's a really good product.
Yeah, I've heard Gerald mention that company a lot.
Yep.
All right, well, Steve.
I just thought I'd call in to mention that and tell you all I'm doing good.
I'm glad to hear that. We're doing well, too, except for Mart. He's all stove up today. he had a confrontation with a bench.
And I tell you why, even a bruised rib hurts. If he's got a crack.
He heard it crack.
Yeah, I heard it pop.
He's in mortal pain.
It broke.
Yeah, it makes me hurt.
Y'all have a good rest of the day.
All right, Steve, you too.
Love you guys.
We love you too, buddy. We love all our listeners, as a matter of fact.
Yes, we do. Even those that occasionally write nasty letters and say this. Say that we talk too much.
Well, it wasn't a nasty letter, just pointing out our frailties, of which I have many.
You talk too much because it's a talk show.
You talk too much. Maybe we need to play that. You talk too much. You drive me crazy. So who did that song? Auto Repair. I'll tell you, if you want something to frustrate you, try working on a car now. They can't do it. Hmm. Maybe you can change the oil, but it's you need a professional for that, and you need to. Cars are expensive, trucks are expensive, but if you keep up to date with things, the oil changes, making sure the battery, the tires, the brakes are all in good shape, you're going to have a lot less trouble. And I think in the long run, you're going to spend a lot less. And pay me now or pay me later. That was a great commercial. For whatever company that was. But you can do the same thing with the folks at King's Auto Service. They've been in business since 1946, so I think they've got the hang of it now. And Dean Bailey, I've said it many times, he's not only one of the best mechanics I've ever dealt with, who can just, anything you throw at him, any kind of problem with the car, he has it in the top of his head. He knows. But he's also one of the smartest people I know, period. And that's saying something. So they have a lot of ASE-certified technicians. They have hybrid technicians at King's Auto Service. They're very convenient for folks in Raleigh. And, shucks, if you're out of town, I'd make a point to drive if it's convenient for you to. King's Auto Service, they're on West Street in downtown Raleigh. And please tell them that we sent with us a timing belt. Check engine light comes on, brake repair, hybrid service. And then, if you have a hybrid, they can get you one of those big old expensive batteries cheaper than the dealer is going to be able to do it. So even a vehicle odor removal, they can do all of that at King's Auto Service in downtown Raleigh and West Street. Chip is with us in Raleigh. Chip, we're running out of time, but what you got?
I know, Mike. I'll make it quick.
Oh, that's our Chip.
Yes, your Chip, yes.
Okay, well, Jason didn't say it was our Chip. What you got going on, Chip?
I want to remind everybody listening, and you probably already know this, as we went to press yesterday on the new spring edition, the very much improved Week in Gardening magazine. It's about twice the size it was last time.
I haven't seen it, but
it looks amazing.
One of my many bosses told me that it looked really good, and I'm sure it does.
It does look very good.
And, well, did you see it? Yeah, I hope you put that picture.
Article in there.
Yeah, that's the only important thing. Did you get Rufus's pictures in there?
Yeah, the picture of me on my knees in there, Chip.
Praying. Yeah.
I want to tell you one thing. We also repeated your article from last time about the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had so much feedback on it. We're putting it in this magazine as well.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, it's good to recycle because, otherwise people don't – everybody doesn't get a chance to see these magazines.
I did get quite a few comments from people about – reminded them of their dogs. So I'm glad you're doing that.
Absolutely. I think you've got to be blown away with what it looks like.
Chip, after all these years, you ought to become a regular caller. I know you listen.
Glad to do it.
I know, because you point out all of my mistakes. And not really.
And you take it so well, Mike.
Yeah, well, I'm not. You drag your rear end in here every Saturday morning for 40 years. And see, I know you don't like people in broadcasting don't like that. Nobody likes to for our frailties to be pointed out.
I'm in sales. People have criticized me for years.
Oh, well, nobody likes a salesman. But we like ours. We especially the ones that have been here so long, like Chip and, and Slayman.
Yeah. I got some very leggy rose bushes back there. Knocked out roses. Can I cut them way back right now?
You're getting mighty late, man.
Well, you can do it. You can do it. They're already, I mean, the leaves are already coming out. But you can do it about knee high.
Well, it'll grow back, obviously.
Yeah, you're just setting it back.
You're just losing a lot of blooms right now, and you're setting it back.
They got very tall.
Yeah. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah, you're just moving at a real slow speed now, aren't you, Chip?
Well, yeah, I'm at that age, Mike. We're the same age.
Just when you clip them, put some gloves on, man.
Absolutely.
Talk about gloves. You can get certain types of gloves, and welding gloves have a really, really thick, and they come. They've got a collar.
What are they made out of? Is it goat skin?
It's leather. It's
raw hide.
Goat skin it. And
that's what I have.
I like goat skin and pig skin are good, but there are some that are made that have them all. You can they cover up to your elbow.
Well, these don't come quite that high. They're about half.
Logan's on top of Barbara.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
welding gloves.
But you buy them at Lowe's for about $15 as opposed to going to some highfalutin.
The only trouble is getting your fingers in between the clippers, fitting your fingers in the clippers a little bit sometimes because they're so big on the end. But I have a pair and have not been bitten in a good while.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Why don't you wear them in next week? I'd like to see those.
Yeah, okay.
Chip, come up with some criticism of me for Monday. Just start out the week well.
Actually, I think the show was great this morning.
Oh, okay. Well,
I just feel a lot of it.
I thank the Lord. Thank the good Lord.
It's because you have an army guy.
Yeah, that's right. He keeps us straight. We salute every day. Shepard, take it easy, buddy.
You too, Mike.
All right.
Take care.
That's Chip Winstead, who is a longtime salesman here. Ann, we're going to wrap up. We got about a minute and a half. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I have a real quick question.
Yes.
I have a crepe myrtle tree, and it's about 15 years old. And this is at the end of the summer, I noticed the leaves were turning black, and all of the stones all around the bottom had a black, like, tarry thing on them.
I believe that's aphids, but I'm not an expert. I had the same thing.
I agree totally.
Because it doesn't sound like the bark scale.
Yeah, it's sooty mold. You're seeing sooty mold, which is from insect feeding on the leaves, and then it drips that sap down on the lower leaves, and then the sap the mold grows on the leaves themselves.
Yeah.
It's called sooty mold.
And it's
how do I treat that?
Well, you probably have to get a professional to do it, but they can treat it. I don't know that it's going to really hurt.
It doesn't hurt the tree. No, it doesn't. It just looks bad.
We got about 15 seconds. Hey, you know, smaller plants, you can spray them off with water or some soapy water. But this, I think you need a professional.
That with a power washer, and it only cleans the trunk.
Yeah. I would get talk to a professional about it. And we got to go, Ann. But thanks so much for listening. Mart, thanks. I hope you feel better.
Well,
Brother Rufus, we'll see you next week. God love you. We love you.